Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler, wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and the day's no split. With the yawn, I trip to the dome. Out comes the body following the one idea, it's clear. Rattle to the roll, hold up, back up the track and grab your roller skates. And let's zip on by, zippity dude, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. The sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, ready and willing. No hack or sack, let me in. Slip on the bottom, I'ma slip away and have a ball on a Saturday. Yeah, y'all, come on. You go back once more with the wallop in the score. Sponsored by the Rip Shore to make the rock hips. Revival of the roller boogie and a rink sure to make you think about time. You spoke fun instead of fight. What else? A diving from a piece of metal. Sure to take your life. Slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Toss the briefcase. Time to let loose cause you work like heck to get the weekend checked. Unfasten that sleeve around your neck. Connect like vibe. Wheel to the foot. Come on everybody. Come on everybody. Come on everybody.
Something like that off. What's up, y'all? It's your homeboy TTV, man. Told the Bishop. Live and direct. It's actually November 4th, 2015. And today I'm going to be rocking with Teresa. I don't know what to say about this, my big sis, man. She's doing a whole lot pushing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to get into it. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thank you, man.
No problem. So let's just go to it. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing a lot of work, you know what I'm saying, within the community for the people. You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, can you just give them a rundown what you've been doing, you know what I'm saying, for the city and also just for, you know what I'm saying, us as people?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know my background as far as, you know, the industry and everything I used to do with hip hop. And, you know, a lot of artists that I used to represent and the work that I would do was always focused on community empowerment and direct engagement and knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and all that stuff, you know. And so, you know, quite recently, a couple of years ago, I came back to the West Coast where I'm originally from, and I ended up being in a situation where I come home to visit, and then my nephew is killed in community violence, you know. And, you know, being in the industry, you know, we are around those sounds, we're around the videos, we're around the imaging, we're so much in it and we're producing it and we're doing it consciously, but sometimes we don't see what the outcomes of what we're not a part of and how it affects our community is. It doesn't come home, you know, like we'll hear about the tragedies on the TV, but we don't really have to deal with them directly. And so for somebody that was behind the velvet rope, you know, seeing what we do and how we're doing it and how we mean for it to be, you know, relayed to our community, coming home and seeing that they were, you know, taking that information and using it to hurt it tripped me out, man. And so I thought, you know, let me do my part in changing that dialogue. Let me let them know that what we're doing with our music, our art, and everything else is a part of the consciousness of what we don't want. We're not accepting these poverty situations that we live in. We're not accepting or tolerant of the murders that's happening in our community or the police brutality or none of that. The reason that we're using it in our art is because that's the only outlet that we have. You know, like our justice system doesn't work for us, so we use our art as a way to get that out. But for a generation that we have right now, I think they're dying before they realize that, and now it's like an enhanced situation with police. You know, like we've always had police brutality, but today an article came out about, you know, today's, you know, our last year's current situation, and they're saying that we've surpassed the lynching. So my work is, it'll never be done, you know, but I'm doing a part of, which is direct engagement. We're promoting civic engagement with our youth. We're teaching them about policies and language. We're showing them how to, you know, use this political system to change the diet, you know, the paradigms in their communities. So I'm just happy. I'm glad that the Black Lives Matter movement is supporting things that were already, you know, put in motion, and that people are coming to the front line to push this movement.
That's what's up right there, because what's like interesting is that you was basically already kind of like on it before like all the tragedies like started to pop up like everywhere, and
yeah.
You was already like jumping on it, and so then like for all this to come about, and you know what I'm saying, you is like really on the front lines with it, and you know what I'm saying, so you being a woman, a strong woman, that's actually, you know what I'm saying, going at it head on, what has the response been like from people that's like on the outside looking in?
Well, the thing about tragedy and triumph is that when you're the subject of the tragedy, the people that have been appointed as the leadership, or let's say as the saviors for you, it's hard for them to tolerate you taking direct action yourself. So especially when you're a woman, I mean, you hear a lot of, you know, people whenever there's a tragedy in the community or whatever, they're saying, why don't the community step up? Why don't they do something about it? Well, you know, I've stepped up since day one, and it's not been firmly received. And, you know, one of the things that's happening with our movement here and around the nation, what I'm seeing is that our historical leadership is not standing on the front lines with people like myself that are victim survivors. Like, we don't have the answers. We have the pain, you know, and then we can articulate whatever our experience is to help change something, which is called lobbying, you know, and I'm learning a lot about that, because going back and forth to, like, our state capitol to push for different legislation and policies, I'm learning that that's the way to get stuff done outside of what we're doing in the streets. But I see that there's not a lot of people that are connecting to us so that we can push our own agendas. It's like the buy-in is supporting what they got going on. And so for myself as a woman and just as a victim survivor trying to do this, we're not at an advantage, but we don't have to deal with bureaucracy either.
Oh, seriously.
No.
So, wow, it's so many things we can't cover right now, but you have done so much, and like when you're doing so much for us, it's like how does it make you feel? Like when you have time to look back on it, like wow, we really made a difference. Like how did it make you feel? Like, you know, said people coming to you and looking for you to lead.
Shoot, I feel good. It makes me know that, you know, the work is not in vain, man. And I'm hoping that the thing that happens is, like, you know, young men like yourself and other people, that they see that things are possible.
Right.
You know, it just makes me feel like how my grandma used to tell me, like, baby, you can do anything. You know, like, anything is possible. And when you're able to show that, when you're able to, you know, like, I've been in the newspaper so much it doesn't even make any sense. Like, I get Google alerts, and I'm not even talking to press. And so that's making me understand and be knowledgeable that, you know, in my own feeling like I'm being humiliated, there are people that are appreciating what's being done. You know, it might be a hindrance to my health or to my emotional, you know, my emotional levels as far as how I feel about humanity, because you got to deal with so much of the tragedy directly. But it doesn't take away from the outcome. And so I'm just appreciative to be, you know, on the move, you know, a part of it. This is history. And that's
right.
What I think we got to realize every day. If you're not doing something, history will tell a story, you know, and you can't fabricate your involvement.
Right on. Seriously, can't do it. You got to be active out here, you know what I'm saying, instead of just thinking about or really trying to do something. You really have to go head on with it, because our parents, our grandparents, they did the same thing for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
it's the time. Dr. King is saying, well, it's always the right time to do the right thing. This is the time. If you got political candidates and presidents and global action people, you know, pushing the same movement and supporting it, that means come on. Don't be embarrassed. We know how bad it feels to be black in America. We know how we get devalued and discredited and how we always on the losing end of shit, you know, but it doesn't have to be a sellout situation for us. We can win by just connecting and building. And one of the things I know that I was asking you about, you know, like, let's promote this hip-hop situation, because, again, my background's hip-hop. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, you know, like, all the things that happened when I was a teenager are coming to anniversaries time. You know, we just had the anniversary of the Watts riots, and then we had the NWA anniversary, and, you know, those were falling within the same month of August, and that's when all of this started kicking. So we got to look at the relativity and how long our movement has been on this front line, and how do we elevate that movement within this movement now. So here locally, we, you know, like my guys in our community came together and they said, you know, what can we do to help? And I was like, bring it in. You know, it's for the holy time or whatever. Let's go. You know, like bring in, you know, what y'all doing and let us help support that. Because one of the biggest things that happened here is the Portland police were basically basically providing security where there was none necessary at our hip-hop shows. You know, like the fire marshal, the OLCC, the police would come and shut down every time you hear hip-hop. And so we fought back on that, and then they kind of tried to, you know, exploit that to their own good and give us a hip-hop day. But then we said, well, we'll use hip-hop to push our movement. We'll do fundraisers every month to help keep the protesters on the streets since y'all want to accept our hip-hop now, you know, and, you know, like, just bring it together. Like, if you're messing with us over here, grab the banners, take them over there, you know. Y'all might be having shows out in Arizona and Texas and New York and everything else. Start bringing that extra layer to hip-hop. We can connect that way.
Straight up. So, it's a lot going on, y'all. Y'all make sure, hey, follow her, you know what I'm saying, and connect with her, build with her. That's all that I can really say, because she's still going, whether you win it or not, you know what I'm saying? So, she's doing it, you know what I'm saying, has been doing it, and does it, like, for real, you know what I'm saying? So, you gotta keep going. So, like, what else you got going on, you know what I'm saying, that's for the community, and that's something that's going to uplift the community? What else you have going on?
Oh, God. Well, last night I had a really good meeting with one of our youth interns, and we're going to go ahead and start developing this legal clinic out here so that people have access to information about justice, accessing lawyers, and things of that sort. We just helped pass legislation here in Oregon for ending profiling, but they don't know what that looks like. Like, you know, like they don't know what it should look like for police not to approach you. So we brought in, you know, tons of people to go ahead and get on the record with our attorney general to basically build what that looks like in our state. And I know that the president of the United States and some other organizations are pushing it across the country. So I just tell people on the front line in their individual states, you know, start connecting with the people that are pushing those profiling bills and start giving them the language that they need so that they'll have teeth. When you talk about teeth in politics, you mean you want it to work. You want it to be more than smoke and mirrors. You want to be able to add in that they stop you and tell you that they need to check your ID so they can see if you got warrants. That's illegal. You know what I'm saying? That's a patty roll stop. So we're making sure that we continue with our Know Your Rights training and just getting people in to start testifying to the Department of Justice about things like that so they can stop it. Another thing that we're doing is we're trying to build a curriculum and dynamics for our education system. You know, last year, we shut down a couple of school board meetings, or actually earlier this year. So now we're working with teaching and learning committees to develop curriculum for our students out here, working to go promote some campaigning for opting out to stop the core standardized testing, because we know that it's part of the whole slavery and eugenics, you know, culture. Just, you know, anything we can to stop the school-to-prison pipeline, that's what's happening right now. Stopping mass incarceration. I got, you know, trial coming up in December, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. They arrested me on the anniversary of Mike Brown in front of a gang of kids. That was horrible. So I got to go to court. You know, like, you guys violated me on film, so I ain't going to talk about it too much, but, you know, just keep me in prayer for that one. Make sure I stay safe so I can fight back. Got to go fund me for that, you know, asking people to help me out so I can just get some rest and be ready for trial, fight back. And people can find that on the Don't Shoot Cortland page. But it's a lot, man. We do so much stuff, it's impossible to go through it all, you know. It's all powered around educating so that people can be empowered, because that knowledge is not no joke. They take it and smash doors in.
Seriously, so.
Dude,
man.
I've been watching.
Why going on? Seriously. So we with you, you know what I'm saying? The folks is with you, you know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to ride and just keep you pushing and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a lot going on. Because I got homeboys, like, all through the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so the thing that the riots that happened in Baltimore, that was, like, really something too, you know what I'm saying, with all the hoods coming together and this and that. So, like, what was your thoughts on that, the issue that happened out in Baltimore?
Oh, my God. I mean, to me, everything is beautiful when we come together. You know, we were shutting it down out here to show solidarity and everything. I'm just happy that we're rising up. We have to rise up together. When they came together, the Bloods and the Crips, and then discounted the police reports, man, that was strong, because that shows that we can control the dialogue. We can control our own media. They use that same stuff out here. There was a brother that got killed during a suicide by cop incident that they said was suicide by cop, and they said the same thing. Yeah, the gang members are threatening us and everything else. Call them off. And was like, ain't nobody calling the police to say we're coming to kill you. Who does that? You know that's straight-up propaganda. So for them young brothers to come together and call them out and show them proof, that was beautiful. I
want to
see more of it.
Seriously. I wouldn't mind, you know what I'm saying? It's better when we all come together. We are a powerful force. We are powerful people to be, you know what I'm saying, off the gate. But when we all come together and put all the ignorant stuff down, yo, we can really do some damage out here. And
man,
that's something I think we ought to do, you know what I'm saying, just come together, because it's been going on for so long and so, you know what I'm saying, thank God for social media, the camera phones and video and things like that. It can really put a stop to a whole lot, but we got to keep doing it. We just can't stop.
There's some stops coming. You see how, like, even right now, how they letting all them brothers out of jail for all them fake, you know, charges or whatever. The same thing, like, right now, I'm talking to different legislators and educators about writing policy to just, you know, eradicate Measure 11 in our state. You know what I'm saying? Let's get rid of the mandatory minimums and stuff, because that's who's going to, you know, like, life for something I did at 14?
Right.
And I'm 36, I'm looking at another 50 years up in solitary because my dude was doing the thing and I was there. Come on, man. Like, we have to get those things off of our books. And this movement that we have right now is so powerful to where those protesters that's on the front line, if they're able to get this civic education, this policy, this process information in their head, start working with some of these senators in their districts and writing up this language to eradicate those bills, if you can get 60,000 people in the street, you can get 60,000 voters to break some language that'll tear some stuff up on the system. And the system cannot be reformed. Don't let nobody tell you they can fix it. You got to break it. You got to break it. I told them the other day, I said, I'm into breaking laws. They were like, what, breaking the law? And I said, yeah, the ones that exist right now, because I'm going to have these youth create new ones. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep giving them the language and see whatever, you know, what they come up with it. But our job right now is to teach them so that they can do what they need to do with that knowledge, because this is their world, man. And we got the power. We absolutely have it.
Can they continue to make new laws for something, and so it's our job to, you know what I'm saying, and just break it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. The most stuff goes on, they go add on and add on. We have to break. We got to continue to break, and that's how we'll get everything how we want it, you know what I'm saying? So we got to come together. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was going to say, out here, the local law school out here had a 26% increase in diversity this year. They said they had so many kids applying for law school out here that it was ridiculous. That's intentional, man. Wow. We telling them on the front line during the rallies, go to law school. We need more lawyers. Get your butt out there. If you got a problem right now, make your future part of that solution, you know? So, yeah. I mean, we as a people, just be intentional in building our own system. Stop trying to figure out how to accommodate somebody else. And if somebody tell you that the funders is watching, tell them they're talking to the wrong people, because the ones that's out here doing it, we going to be all right.
Sure.
You already know. We're going to be all right.
Yeah, we're going to be cool.
We make the rules.
Straight up. That's the only way, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't be scared. You can't be none of that. You have to, you know what I'm saying, take a head on. That's all it is, take a head on. And, hey, that's the only way we can get it better.
We've been too committed to the people that have created this situation for us. And there shouldn't be any more consideration, because there has been zero consideration for us, period. Like, I'm not with that. And you should know. That's why I keep moving. Like, I ain't going to give them time to take a break.
Seriously.
You know, a lot of elected politicians get a paycheck along with that. Get your return on investment.
Wow. It's a lot of stuff that we don't know, people. A lot of stuff we
learn, because as long as we continue to check out what everybody's doing in each other's market, and we don't feel ashamed or inconsiderate of connecting with each other, we got Facebook, we got Twitter. You could like and share tweets all day. Inbox that person. Tell them, send me some of them streams. What y'all got going on over there? What you doing about this? Share information with your brothers and sisters so y'all can get some stuff done, build some blueprints. It ain't going to always be the same policies in your place, but you can kind of figure out what you need to do if you see that it's being done and it's something you can work with, you know?
Seriously.
So we got to, like saying everybody doing, be intentional.
Start up. You got to build. That's the whole thing, is building. Just keep building and building, you know what I'm saying? And just don't stop building. It's a whole lot of us out here. It's a gang of us out here. So we always can make it happen. It just keeps pushing.
Good. We're good. We just got to use each other, man. We got to use each other.
Seriously. We have to. I mean, I see it changing. I do see a lot changing so far, because they are getting weak on that side, and we are very getting strong. So I really see the big change, but we just have to continue it. That's all.
Yeah, you see some of those later speeches from Dr. King. Back in the 60s, he started saying, wait a minute, I think I did something wrong. And it was because he was, accepting what everybody was saying. Well, we're going to do this first, and we're going to go all fronts. Oh. Malcolm said you got to hit them from all fronts. You don't hit one thing at a time. You don't prioritize what somebody else's agenda is before your own. We know what we need. We need to just go for it. Don't take no for an answer. Don't negotiate your life. Like the crazy Bush said, you don't negotiate with terrorists. We're being terrorized. How can we negotiate with this terrorism? You got to call it out and shut it down.
Straight up, you have to. That's the only way, yo. That's the only way. But a personal question of mine. Would you be back running, for mayor, governor, president, anytime in the future?
They asking me to run for seats right now, man. I don't know what to say about that. It's so hard. The biggest thing when you're an activist, and especially in the position where I'm at, where I'm a sovereign person, I'm not doing, I don't have grants and an organization that's paying me to do this. The biggest value that you are to your community is the power that you bring, and political power is just super duper. But the whole thing is that when you're a sovereign being, when your community is not supporting you in its fullest capacity, you could become a liability, man. They can hurt you. And so I have to kind of keep myself safe. And then at the point where I feel like the community is really in a position to support me, to where I feel like I'm healthy and, things is cool, I'll do whatever they need me to do. If they would like me to play a role in politics, that I'm not afraid to do that. I've done it before. But I got to have that security, Because right now we're really doing some serious stuff. We already know our history. We know they done, snap people and everything else that are doing the type of work that we're doing. We're change agents, it's a different breed. It ain't no buy and sell situation. So you have to be very careful, and you have to know that people are really supporting you for you to make those type of decisions, because people get scared, man. When they arrested me, I thought that's fear. I don't think that they were that afraid of me when I was shutting down blocks and blocks in downtown Portland, you know. But
right.
As soon as it was on a normal little street out there with children with disabilities and seniors and families and we doing community art, man, they got scared and arrested. I'm like, man, they scared of the simple things. They scared of you just being at home with your family enjoying life. And I ain't even took a break for that. But if you see me smile, that puts you in a fearful mode where you got to come up and snatch me up and put cuffs on me. Man, I done shut down streets. But you going to get me in front of the kids at the art project for nothing?
Wow.
Pretty much. That's scary. I wish I would put my name on a ballot right now. You know, my community got to stand and make that a possible venture, and I'll be glad to do it. So that's my shout out to them. You listen.
So, man, because it was like one day you was, you know, so you was doing your thing. Next thing you know, you run it. I was like, wow. That was like so amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? And me being out here, I was just like, wow, I'm very, you know, so I was still proud of you, so proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Anything you do, I will always support you. That's my word.
Yes. Well, I'm proud of you always, and I just love that you continue making sure that we can push our movement and the consciousness and everything from hip-hop to social activism to whatever else comes forward for us. We ready, right?
Right. All day. All day, you know what I'm saying? All day. All day long, because, you know, I be going through my little things, too, but, you know, so I still keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically where is it at. And now stop it, because if the people love what you do, you can't stop, especially when you become their voice, you know what I'm saying? That's so many things. So that's about it. So with the hip-hop legends, can you please just tell us about that as well, like what's going on with that?
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow night is the anniversary of the Million Mass March, which we all know Anonymous has been standing on the front line since O.P. Ferguson and even before then. So since we've been out here with with our hip hop and everybody's coming together, we're trying to pull those movements together. You know, the hip hop legends, they hit me up, Ronnie, and I was like, yeah, we're doing something on November 5th. And I was like, wow. That's going to be dope because that's Million Mass March. That's the ACLU
right.
dinner. It's a whole social justice activism day here in our state. So we're about to push hard. We're going to have our rally over there at the Justice Center at 6 p.m. And then we're going to take the streets and go on over to the Ash Street Saloon and hopefully have another hip-hop show with as many people. They put like 30 people on the list, man, and I could not believe that everybody came out there to support us like that. I mean, it was just beautiful. When we did it last month, but this month it has a lot more, people are more on notice about it, and then we're doing a big giant rally, so I'm thinking we're just doing historical stuff, man, and I'm just happy that hip-hop is a part of this movement now in a very relevant way. This is our second month of the hip-hop legends, and like I said, we need to start duplicating things. This is putting artists on. This is putting our community together, and it's putting our message out there. So if you're in a community where you guys got a lot of artists that are underpromoted, this is the opportunity to find a venue, put everybody on deck, you know, give them an opportunity to come together, and at the same time, give those activists and those protesters an opportunity to share their message. And what you're going to find out is the exact same message. So, I mean, make it intentional. Do something. Support your local music. Support your local, you know, movement. And at the end of the day, supporting your community.
Exactly.
We do what we're able.
I'm about to come up there and, like, really check it out. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on.
Anytime.
There's some
fine.
Very interesting thing going on. So I'm about to definitely come up there and really get down with the people. You know what I'm saying? And
if you want to plan something, you come out here in April. We're doing the Oregon Black Political Convention, and we're working with interns so that they can go ahead and, you know, check all these different politicians. They're going to be well-versed. What they do, but we're going to be sending them out as broadcasting correspondents to all the different forums and debates. They'll be doing the interviews with the different politicians and, you know, basically creating their own platforms to distribute those interviews and all that good stuff with their community. But we want to, like I said, the youth is basically about to duplicate what we got as far as our Corporation of America. And under whatever they create, they're going to understand how to deal with the dynamics because that's what we're teaching them. So media and communication is a big thing. I'd love to have you out here. Maybe we can get you out here as a keynote speaker And that way you can talk to them about how you pulled those things together and how you've been able to help support people like myself.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I had no problem getting up and talking to people.
Look, I'll put it on the agenda with the Oregon Black Political Commission so we can make it happen.
I'll send
audio to Cal Henry.
I got some things to talk about anyway, so you know what I'm saying? Don't try living with me, but it's all good. Most definitely, but you said in April, so I most definitely have to set up a time for that and come up there and really just build.
Yeah, we already got the internship kicking off. We've been partnering up with the different universities, and we should have everything loaded by December. And I'll send you details so you can stay on it. And like I said, everybody needs to duplicate anything they can because we got to win.
Seriously.
We got to win.
That's what's right there. All right. For those that need information, I want to follow you, support you. Where can they hit you up at as far as social media is concerned?
Yes. I set up a site called TeresaRaiford.com, TeresaRaiford.com. And we also have a Don't Shoot Portland Facebook page. And right now we're in the middle of developing that website. But if you go to the Facebook page on Don't Shoot Portland, there's no apostrophe. And all of our content is on there. We got videos, we got pictures, we got a Tumblr page that's Don't Shoot PDX. But you can check out all the work that we're doing, you know, and like I said, use what you can. You know, I heard somebody a couple of weeks ago talking about people going to be, you know, copying off of this and copying off of that. I was like, we're building blueprints. That's what you do.
Right.
Copy.
Exactly.
Make it better. Do your part. Change it. Edit it. You know, erase some shit, but do something with it. You know, if you don't want to do something with it, you don't blueprint it. But a blueprint is very necessary, so that should be intentional. Again, you want people to do the stuff that you're putting out there. If they do it before you do, that's cool.
Right.
We need to win. And we can't beat each other in the process.
Hey, so we'll just come together, put all the stuff to the side, the egos, whatever the case may be. Let's just make it happen. And let's build, you know. For real. Let's build. That's where it's at.
For real. Keep it up. I'm gonna be looking forward to you putting more people on deck so I can, you know, kind of learn about some of the people that's out there as well, that are in the same position that I'm in, so I can gain some inspiration for them, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, I have a few surprises that's coming up as far as SGFR is concerned and a whole lot of other stuff. So that's what I'm working on now. And just be on the lookout for it. You'll know about it, though, before a lot of other people know. But you'll definitely know about it. And I'm just up here just in the zone right now, just doing my thing. And we're going to bring it all together and it's going to be very powerful. Very.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to get with Ronnie on that April situation and see if we can put something together and have hip-hop bring hip-hop out here.
Seriously.
And let's get political.
For those that want to check out the brother and Ronnie, you know, so I actually just shared, you know what I'm saying, the flyer that's out that's going to be jumping off tomorrow, so any of my people that says, you know what I'm saying, Portland, check out the flyers on my page. I got support on it. So make sure y'all check it out. But I just want to say peace, God bless. I love you, sis. I'm proud of you. And we're going to continue to support you over here. And we're going to keep it moving. I think the call dropped. But sis, I love you. God bless. Hey, we out. SGFR, man. Peace. One love, man.
Once upon a time, there was a grand African mythology. The myth told of the sun being named Osiris and the moon called Isis. And then there was an eclipse. This moment brought forth the birth. Due to the original's state of mind in this space and time, we who write the know summons the goddess Isis. The struggle continues. By the way, peace, this is the Professor X, the Overseer. As I glide and reside in the hutch of this meteor, seeking the goddess Isis, preparing myself to set to you in blackness, the mission, the crossroad, if you dare.
A touch of love towards the black, a load and a half a set on my back. I was self, though not alone. From African. bird from which I was made. Where camels stole the sand and pyramids lay. Where my people cry and laugh along with us, the motherland. One almighty Africa. That which is said shall be remembered. Power to the people who have never surrendered. This is the memories of yesterday. The meaning that enhances my strength in one glorious way. I'm making sure infinity is ours again. We have no bounds, no limits, and no end. Welcome all, worthy to my kingdom. Come to witness the light of my wisdom. Beat, beat, beat. The power of myself is moving my heart, my birth for what it's worth. I'm coming to existence with persistence, with no indifference, with no assistance. I am myself coming forth. A preacher bearing light, a renaissance, a rebirth. May I sing and flow to my destiny? A touch of love, and you haven't heard the best of me.
Van Voice. This is protected by the red, the black.